We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
And here we are, final hour of Men and Woods on a Friday, and then it's off to the weekend, full of baseball, Woods. I know that makes you very happy, but also full of golf, which also now makes you happy.
This is like heaven on earth this weekend. This is going to be so great. Baseball tonight, golf Saturday, baseball Saturday, golf Sunday, baseball Sunday. You can't ask for anything more.
Yeah, so big Lakers-Nets game this weekend.
Sunday. No? You don't do the dual screens. You're very anti- two screens.
Well, I will be able to.
You're going to watch the end of the Masters, or you're going to watch the Padre game?
I'm going to watch both, because I will put the Masters on my iPad, because they have the best app going. Period. The end. I'll have Mud and Dawn on the big screen, and then I'll have the Masters on my iPad, and just sitting on my ass doing that on Sunday. Can't wait.
Unless it's one of those series that they're giving Mud and Dawn off. They do that sometimes.
Yeah, they do that sometimes.
You wouldn't think, like, on the first road trip of the season, but I never really figured out their schedule.
They're not traveling, are they?
I don't believe so, and I don't think Jesse and Tony are here too, aren't they? They went to spring training, but they're not going.
I have no idea.
At least in the early part of the season.
Are they doing the games this weekend?
I don't know. Games. I just don't think they're traveling.
Oh, I thought you said they're off this weekend.
No, I mean, sometimes they're just randomly off. It's like, where's Mud? All of a sudden, it's like, yeah, he's home in Alpine. I don't know why. It's like, hey, can't you just do every game? Just.
You know. Guys need breaks. You take breaks. We all take breaks.
Not many.
I know. We don't.
Very few, actually.
Very few, I know.
But
I'm with you.
Yeah, you can always listen to Jesse and Tony as well. Padres and the Texas Rangers today at 5:05. Now, you say the Padres may have dodged two bullets. I know the one that I was thinking of. The news yesterday that closer Trevor Rosenthal, now with the Oakland A's, is going to be out several months because he needed to have that thoracic outlet surgery because he was having some pain there. Is that the shoulder kind of area?
Yeah.
Kind of upper back shoulder.
Is that where it is?
I think so. Padres obviously were looking into re-signing Trevor Rosenthal after he was so effective after coming over at the trade deadline and being their closer there on the run to the playoffs last season, but turns out that the A's may have signed slightly damaged merchandise this season in Rosenthal.
Well, and Kirby, our beloved Kirby Yates, you know, he's got Tommy John surgery. I mean, and these were both guys that I think a lot of people were pretty vocal about maybe bringing back. That was the big topic in the offseason. Is it Kirby? Is it Trevor? Turns out it was neither. And, you know, who's to say what happens? Who's to say what happens, right? But you're looking at it now, you're like, oh, man, the moves that the Padres did do to shore up the guys they did sign to shore up the bullpen certainly have worked out so far.
And I have no idea if the injury concerns were a factor in the Padres' decision. They made an offer, from what I understand, to Kirby Yates. Don't know if they made one or not to Trevor Rosenthal, but they were certainly interested. Now, did the injury concerns keep those offers at a lower level, perhaps, that made those guys' decisions pretty easy to go to Toronto and Oakland? Perhaps. It does go to show, though, that I think the Padres do take the health of players into consideration when giving out contracts. So I would assume that the health of Fernando Tatis Jr. was something they took into consideration when they gave out a $340 million contract in February, which is why I still find it kind of amusing when I see so many fans who just think, oh, the Padres didn't do their due diligence. They weren't careful enough with Fernando. They gave him all this money, and now he's hurt already. What a dumb deal. I just don't – I can't understand the reasoning where you think that the Padres went into this with, like, eyes closed. Or adding to that, the people who say that the Padres are trying to mislead everybody. I've seen some national outlets writing stories this week saying the Padres aren't – they aren't telling you the truth about the Fernando Tatis Jr. injury. He definitely is going to need surgery. When A.J. Preller says that he might not need surgery, that's just not true. I don't understand. It's the Padres who care more about Fernando Tatis Jr.'s health than all of you put together in the national media, even in the fan base. The Padres, more than anyone, care about Fernando Tatis Jr.'s well-being and health and wanting to keep him on the field. I have no idea why they would bury their head in the sand or outright just lie about what the doctors are telling them for Fernando Tatis Jr.
Well, you make the point, Ben. You know, I can't imagine that people out there think that they're trying to rush him back in actually week one of a 14-year deal. I think what happens is, and I got into it a little bit with a guy on Twitter, go figure, says, man, you know, San Diego media is so soft. They take Preller at his word. Look, I also know that a lot of people around town, you know, found their, let's talk to a bunch of doctors that haven't operated on Fernando Tatis Jr. and haven't looked at Fernando Tatis's Junior's scans.
Haven't examined him medically.
That seems to me a bit of a waste of time and energy. That's my opinion. You can like it. You can don't. I don't care. That's how I feel. Unless I talk to Joe Blow, who looked at his shoulder, looked at, you know, it, not all players the same. Not all human bodies are the same. So I found it, you know, kind of a waste of time. I had guys sending me yesterday, hey, check out this podcast. They're talking about Tatis. They're saying, you know, he definitely needs surgery. He very well may.
As the Padres have also said all along, that it is definitely possible that at some point, maybe even before this season is over,
correct.
Depending on how the rehab and rest, and then if he does start playing, if he re-aggravates and has another subluxation, he may need surgery before this season is over, and they may still lose him.
They've always said
that many times. They've also said, but the doctors are also saying that they don't think he needs it now, and that there's a good chance that with some rest and some strengthening exercises that he can make it through the season. And at that point, you reevaluate and say, all right, now do we want to have the surgery now, or are these strength exercises going really well? And we just keep on going with those in the off season, and maybe you don't have that problem and don't need surgery into the future. Ultimately, Woods, I know everyone thinks that just having the surgery, getting it done with, then he comes back in 6 to 9 months and he's 100% healthy, that's the best course of action. I don't necessarily subscribe to that. I think every surgery takes a toll on an athlete. You know, most athletes will have multiple surgeries over the course of their career. I've met a lot of ex-pro baseball, football players. The ones who have the most surgeries tend to be the ones that have fallen apart the most physically as well. It's not a great thing to keep going under the knife. So if you can avoid it, if you can get through without having to have that surgery, and, you know, your body can heal itself in terms with exercise and rest, I would definitely say you want to go with that option first, better than just going straight to the operating room.
I mean, and look, if he comes back in a week or so, 10 days, whatever it is, and he does play three games and gets hurt again, there's no reason to go, I told you he needed that surgery. I mean, again, it depends on the severity, depends on what he did to injure it. Is it just going to be another day off that he needs, a little bit of rest, and he's back? Who knows? Who knows? He knows his body. The Padres know his body, and his doctors know his body. I don't. You don't. You listening don't. You doctor down the street that's listening, you don't. You didn't see it. You don't know till you see it and get your hands on it. And we can't very well call the guy that did the examination, hey, walk us through this, you know, because it just doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. So, yeah, I'd love to have him back. Love to have him back, even at 90%, you know, just feeling okay, kind of knowing that, yeah, maybe I have to get this cleaned up at some point. And he probably will. I don't think anybody's denied that.
All right, so how do you think the Padres should go about – let's start with tonight and this series. Assuming Trent Grisham is back in the lineup in center field.
Yep.
But remember, you also have the designated hitter tonight because it's an American League ballpark, an American League game. Yay! Boomer Bulletin, at least necessary for the Padres this weekend. How do you go about lineup construction with no Fernando Tatis Jr., with Trent Grisham, with a DH for tonight's game against Kihei Arihara going up against Joe Musgrove?
Yeah, you may see Brian O'Grady get a look tonight. Lefty bat if he's on the team. If he still stays, I don't know who they're going to. I mean, look, you throw some lefties in there. Throw the lefties that you have. Mercado's lefty.
Switch hitter. Jerickson could be your designated hitter.
DH, yep. Tommy back in the lineup maybe in left. Trent Grisham, who is a lefty, leading off maybe. Throw him right at the top if that's going to be the guy that you want out there. I don't know. The good thing is there's options now. Is the bench deep enough right now? Yeah, I mean, I think it's okay. They're not world beaters by any stretch right now, but you're going to have to, you're going to have the opportunity to at least have a designated hitter tonight, which is great. I can't wait to watch it. I missed it.
And you worry less about pinch hitting situations when that designated hitter is play. Let's be honest, that game against the Giants, when they came to the ninth inning and they had to go with Mateo and Marcano in key situations where you would have liked to have a more veteran bat up there. Now, you know, while Hye-Sung Kim did not get the bunt down, he didn't get the runner over. He got the job done to get the runner to third. But who did he get it to third for?
Mateo.
Two young guys who, while are, you know, exciting young players, also have not been in those situations very often.
Mateo at bat was one of the worst.
It was awful.
One of the worst that you've ever seen. It was just terrible.
And Marcano swung, I think, at the first pitch and lifted it to left field. That was the game. It was over. Never really had an opportunity. Now, is it a different story if, you know, it's a different part of the Padres lineup is coming up in that situation and it's Machado or Hosmer or Pham? I totally think so, but Padres didn't have those options at that point because they were obviously, they've been beat up a little bit, and they've had to go with some of these younger guys, especially on their bench here early in the season.
Caratini gets a start, I would imagine, behind the dish. Get to, you know, stack it with lefties until you need to put some righties in there. That's what I would do.
All right, sounds good. Are you okay with Hye-Sung Kim, at least for the time being, as your starting shortstop?
Yeah, what you may want to do if you want to get the lefties going, the Jerickson at second, I just don't know, Ben. I just don't know. I mean, Jerickson could be your DH as well. Pham could DH if he's a little banged up or whatever. But Jerickson will be in the lineup tonight. Do you move Cronenworth over to short? Do you want a whole lot of movement around? I know that's what we talked about. You know, you want to be like the Dodgers and, Chris Taylor can play nine positions and, you know, Matt Beatty and all these other guys that can go and play multiple positions. I don't know. Is that what you want to do right now? I'm not sure. Crows look pretty good at second base, so I may leave him out there and just keep running Kim out there for now.
All right. Well, I'm interested, though.
I'm interested to see the lineup for sure.
I have it feels like Hye-Sung Kim, while he was definitely overmatched at points during spring training and has been overmatched in certain at-bats this season, I'm starting to get a little more encouraged that, all right, he is going to be able to hit at this level.
Yeah.
I thought he had a home run in that last game when he drove that one to left field. Remember, he was a 30-homer guy last season
in
Korea.
He can drop it, man.
He can get good, MPH driving the ball out of the yard. It hasn't happened yet in the big leagues, but, he's not just a punch and Judy hitter.
No.
And I think fans can kind of forget that just based on what they've seen so far from him through the spring and the first week of the season.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%.
All right, we will come back. Wayne Kirby is going to join us. Don't forget, Padres first base coach here on a Fryer Friday. And our flubs of the week, it is all still to come. Last few minutes of Ben and Woods. You don't want to go anywhere right now. Let's check traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.